Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our afternoon markets here today. Complete wrap-ups coming your way right after this.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going. And if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99, and test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Well, our cattle complex was higher in the live market and mixed in the feeder cattle here towards the close today. And conversely, hog futures under pressure tied to sharply lower carcass value and late week long liquidation. Now, the cash cattle market around midday was untested with preliminary bids and asking prices separated by several country miles. A few bids were reported, 118 to 119 in the south and 190 to 195 in the north. On the other hand, asking prices are around 127 plus in the south and $200 in the north. It's possible that significant trade could be delayed until late today, even after the end of the markets. According to the report from midday, the national hog base is $1.12 lower compared with the prior day settlement. The corn market is also higher today, bolstered by spillover buying from the bean trade and late week short covering. On the cattle futures, while live cattle contracts mostly higher in late morning action, the bulk of the late buying interest was clearly focused on spot June. And on the feeder cattle, the feeders opened impressively along with live counterparts, but soon turned mixed, and that's where the prices were playing near the end of the session today. The grain futures mostly mixed today after attempts at follow-through selling overnight on the heels of Thursday's downdraft devolved into choppy trade. While grain markets licked their wounds, Wall Street was bracing for the release of the April employment data today. The wheat prices were mixed for the most part after futures on all three markets crumbled yesterday. That included new contract lows for hard red winter wheat as the annual wheat tour in Kansas put yields at 48.6 bushels per acre for a crop of 382.4 million bushels, 60 million above earlier trade estimates, which we saw last month. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.